Hi, I'm Andrew Connell, and in this screencast, we're going to do a deep dive into Office PowerPoint add-ins.
Before we begin, let's look at the developer vision for the Office 365 development. It boils down to both users and data. What do I mean by users? Users want to be able to work with their devices and interact with all of their information using custom applications or some of the applications that have been provided by Microsoft, such as the Office clients as Word, Excel, Outlook, and PowerPoint, as well as custom applications that developers build. They want to work with them in a familiar environment with familiar user interfaces. For developers, we want to be able to build custom applications using a multitude of different platforms, from working in a mobile experience to working off a server-side product, something that's working on the desktop, or even just a standard web page. We want to be able to get to all of our data and provide these really good experiences for our users.
We'll first look at an introduction to PowerPoint add-ins, how to develop PowerPoint add-ins, creating a video player, and adding a web service. So what is an add-in? An Office add-in can be seen as a web page loaded inside of an Office application. In some cases, it will appear embedded in line within the document. In other cases, it might appear as a task pane or within a message in Outlook. Note that the architecture for Office add-ins has been designed to work in both Office applications and Office web applications. Office add-ins allow Office applications to be extended in such a way so that they can leverage web technologies such as HTML5 and CSS for rendering user interfaces, as well as JavaScript and jQuery to add behavior. When you write the JavaScript code for an Office add-in, you can call REST APIs, such as those added to SharePoint 2013, to retrieve and update data from across the network. When you begin to design an app, you must pick one of the three different shapes. You can create a document-based app as either a task pane add-in or a content add-in. Alternatively, you can create a mail add-in that targets Outlook and Outlook Web Access, or the Outlook Web App. Every add-in for Office must be distributed with an XML-based manifest, which contains information about the add-in itself. For example, the add-in manifest contains an address to a web page on the internet, which is used to load the add-in. The add-in manifest also includes information which indicates which Office add-ins it supports and Office applications it supports. The add-in manifest also defines the required capabilities, which represent the set of permissions that the add-in needs in order to run and complete its work. Let's talk about developing PowerPoint add-ins then. Visual Studio has a new project template for add-ins for Office. These project types give you a starter project with a web page and a manifest. You must choose the shape and the Office application which will be supported. This slide shows the initial structure of a task pane add-in created with the Visual Studio project. The top project contains the add-in manifest, where you see PowerPoint TV listed, and the bottom project contains the remote web of where the add-in is going to live. The remote web project is an ASP.NET website. However, you can easily create this as an MVC application if you want. This slide shows the Visual Studio Designer for an add-in manifest and a task pane add-in. It will look different for other types of add-ins as well, such as a mail add-in or a content add-in. Each add-in has a source location which points to an entry point web page somewhere on the internet. Here's an example of a simple web page that is used to load a task pane add-in. Note that this page must link to any required CSS files and JavaScript that will be adding styles or behavior behind the add-in. Visual Studio automatically adds the links for jQuery and ASP.NET Ajax. Also note the page adds HTML elements, which are often created with IDs and or classes. When you then run the project from Visual Studio, it will launch the local Office client on your machine and load the add-in within it. So let's look at a demo in creating a content PowerPoint add-in. In this demo, I want to show you how to build an add-in for PowerPoint. So here I'll come over here and say File, New Project. I'll select I want to do an app for Office and just click OK. Now it's going to ask me what kind of an add-in I want to create. And I'll go ahead and create a task pane add-in. I'll click Next, and then I'll uncheck all the different projects that I don't want to use. For example, I only want to use PowerPoint. What this will do is this will then have Visual Studio create two projects. One project will be for the Office add-in, and that will contain the manifest, and the other one will be for the web project that will contain the actual add-in code base. And so here you see, now we've created our project. Over here we have our app manifest that's been created. And I can even come over here and create, set up a default document. So right now I don't have a default document set up when I hit F5 to start debugging my application. But if I created one and added it to my add-in project right up top, I can actually select it and say that's the one I want to start with. I then went through and I have the web project created. It gave me an app.js file, which created a new object called app and added an initialize function, which will add a little div to the bottom of the page or the bottom of our task pane app. And it added a show notification function to modify the contents of that div. Inside of home.js, it's creating a function called office.initialize. Office.initialize is going to must be called within called and complete within 5 seconds of the add-in being created. So here, I've created using jQuery to say when the whole page has been loaded, initialize our application, and then set up a click handler right here. That's just the default code. And all that's going to do is just simply write out the selected data using the get selected data async and the coercion type of text, just grabbing the data out and writing it out to the notification area of the text that's currently been selected in our add-in. So this is just the default add-in that you get when you create a new project in Visual Studio. In future demos, we'll see how to add some functionality to this. Now let's look at creating a video player for PowerPoint. To test the player in the debugger, you're going to then upload the application, upload the manifest into your application. You're then going to want to create a video control panel. So here we have a little snippet that's showing once we call the office.initialize method, which is a method you must call within 5 seconds of your application loading. If you don't do that, the application will not load or your add-in will not load and you'll get an error. I'm then going to go download the script for YouTube using their different API. So here I'm going to create a new script element and add a reference to the YouTube iframe API. And then I'm going to write the script there to where it's then going to load the JavaScript from YouTube. I'm then going to create a couple buttons and I'm going to wire them up to these different methods, such as command start, pause, and stop. Now to use the YouTube player API, you see here, here's what HTML looks like on the left-hand side. On the right-hand side, we already saw the top piece for creating the script to load the YouTube JavaScript API. A little bit farther down, we see that we have a function here called the OnYouTube iframe API ready. This one is then going to create a reference to a video, create a new instance of our YouTube player, create the height and width for our player, specify the ID of the player, and then say, when it's ready, I then want you to call the function onPlayerReady, which you see the function below that says, go take the target player and play the video. So let's look at this one in action. In this demo, I want to show you a PowerPoint add-in that we've created that's going to be a video player, being able to show videos within a PowerPoint slide. So let's take a look at our manifest first. So nothing special in our manifest. It has a name of PowerPoint TV, and it's going to be loading our home.html file. We also have a sample document already set up here that's going to have our add-in added to it. So I've set that up as that when we launch the project, we're going to have testdoc.pptx automatically loaded. Okay, so now let's go over here and look at app.js. So app.js is a function that we get added, or a JavaScript file that gets added whenever we create a new Office add-in. And so all this one does is creates a new object called app. And then it's going to create a function on it called initialize that adds in a div to the body of the page. And then it also adds a function that's going to called show notification that will update some messages or the text inside of our in front of our notification area. the bulk of the application is going to be defined inside of home.html. So in home.html, we have a reference to our office.js file, to our app.js file that we just looked at, and home.js. So office.js is the JavaScript library for Office that Microsoft provides. If I scroll down a little bit, you'll see here that we have a simple div. So our div has a control panel with three buttons of start, pause, and stop. And then we also have a video list option. And then finally, we have a player div. Now, let's see the work that actually happens inside of home.js. So if I come over here to home.js and we open them up, what we see here is a reference to a new function that we are adding called initialize on the office object. This must be called and complete within 5 seconds of the add-in actually being loaded by the hosting office application. If it doesn't, you will get an error in the office application that you need to reload the add-in. You don't want to do that, so you want to make sure that this goes very quick. Now, the next thing we're doing is calling initialize on our app object, which we saw in the previous on our previous slide, or our previous office.js file, and that's just adding in our notification area. Then what we're going to do is we're going to create a new script tag and load in the YouTube JavaScript library. So I'm going to create a new tag, a script tag that's got a source pointing to the iframe underscore API link. It's going to then go through and find the first script tag on the page, and it will add the JavaScript library for YouTube right before that one. And then we're going to set up three event handlers, one for start, one for pause, one for stop. And then we will also call a function load videos. So what is load videos? Let me scroll down to that one first. So what load videos is going to do is it's going to call, use jQuery to call Ajax to look at the current site at the location underscore or slash API slash videos. So we'll look at that in just a moment. When it's finished with that request, we'll get a list of videos back. And so what we're going to do is we're going to clear out that div that we saw, that or that select box that we saw in home.html, and then we're going to walk through and create multiple video options inside of our select box. When someone changes the video, we'll just go through and load a different video inside of our player. So on load video, what that will do is that will use the player object, which is defined by the YouTube JavaScript library. And we will load a video by a specific ID and use the ID that was passed in. So let's see what this does. What's this API? Well, if I go over to my project, you'll see that I have a controller here called Videos Controller. And Videos Controller, if I look at this, I will see that I'm going to return back a handful of videos, a couple of video objects. So this one, I've got a video ID, and it's going to be adding in, having a title to it, and then another ID and another title. So we have four videos that we're returning back from our web service. Now let's come over here to home.js again, and let's see what happens with these different buttons. So if I scroll up, when I say I want to start the video, I simply say player.playvideo. That player object, again, remember that's coming from the YouTube JavaScript library. I'm saying the same thing when I want to pause it and delete it. So let's see this in action. If I come over here and click on start, this will go in and create our project, load our add-in into our PowerPoint document, and now we'll see that it's actually loading our add-in as a content add-in. And there it is. So here, I can choose from different videos. If I choose from this other video,
and in this demonstration, we will have a closer look, how do we actually get a provider-hosted application and put it in?
I can choose a different video. Like if I pick this video, it'll load the async site collection video. If I click this video, building connected, you'll see that it's loading another video from YouTube. And the same thing here, when I click this video, it's creating another one. And notice here that the timer is actually running. I can come over here and I can pause the video to stop the timer from running, and I can even stop it altogether. So in this demo, you saw how we have created an add-in for PowerPoint that actually is calling a web service and creating a little video player inside of a slide deck. Now let's look at adding a web service support to our add-in. To add web service support here, what I've done is I've created a new controller inside of my remote web called videoscontroller.cs. And you can see here it has a single method called get. What that's going to do is give me a list of three different videos. Now I want to leave you with some related documentation here. On MSDN, we have a link here talking about how to create a task pane add-in using the NAPA Office 365 development tools. And then we also have a link for creating a content and a task pane add-in for PowerPoint. In this module, we did an introduction for add-ins with PowerPoint, and then how to develop add-ins for PowerPoint. We created a video player and then added a web service for our video player. Microsoft offers multiple ways to get in touch with them and also to stay up to date on what's going on. One of the things is the Developer Program Watch. What the Developer Program is all about is allowing you to sign up and get email newsletters, free developer subscription to Office 365, which will give you a 1 year free to a Office 365 tenant, free training, free tools, and free webinars that they'll publish on a periodic basis. Using this Developer Program, you'll be able to stay in touch and up to date with all the latest and greatest offers and news and updates coming out of Office 365 and Office development. You can sign up for it at dev.office.com/devprogram. The Office team also provides multiple ways for you to sign up and to stay in touch with what's going on. From the Office 365 network and Yammer, to staying in touch on Twitter using the Office Dev handle, you can also ask questions on Stack Overflow using the tag ms-office. We have multiple podcasts as well. If you go to dev.office.com to sign up for different podcasts, such as the Office 365 Developer Podcasts. In Channel 9, there's a developer show as well, the Office 365 Developer Show that comes out on a weekly basis. You can also find out about a bunch of different quick demos. You can find those at YouTube if you go to aka.ms/0365devsnackdemos. And then finally, do you have feedback for the team? Do you have ideas for new features? Do you have changes that you'd like to see implemented? Submit them on User Voice by going to officespdev.uservoice.com, where you can submit your ideas, and then you can also vote on other people's ideas and provide comments to the team. The engineering team looks at these issues on a periodic basis and a regular periodic basis and triages them to look to improve them and add things to the product going forward. Thank you very much for taking a few minutes of your time to watch this screencast.